Did you have a nice birthday the other day, Phil?
I really, really did, Monty. And I can't believe you were just waiting for me to arrive at Uppingill Farm.
It couldn't have been more walk the talkie. Like, here I am trying to check out at Uppingill Farm with my raw milk and all my veggies. Who walks in? Mr. Buy Local himself, Phil Gorman, and his wonderful wife. On your birthday, nonetheless.
On my birthday. That's what I wanted to do. And then I went to Upper Bend for a great lunch.
Yeah, yeah. Shameless plug. The Gil Montague District.
Shameless plug.
We are at Champney's at the Deerfield Inn in historic Deerfield. And what's your name?
My name is Charles David. I'm the executive chef here.
Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, joins us too. We're going to take a little tour of the restaurant here at Champney's and the inn. We're going to see if there's any ghosts.
I mean, there's ghosts.
Are there ghosts here?
There might be some if you're lucky.
It's historic Deerfield. There were unpleasant things that happened in history here. There are definitely ghosts.
It's very rich and colorful history.
Yeah.
So we are in our tavern right now. This is one of our three dining areas that we have at the inn. And then we can move on over to our next dining area here, which is our formal room.
It does feel more formal.
It definitely does.
Not just a clever name.
Nope. This is our formal room. So if we have special events for anyone that comes in, whether it be a wedding, a baby shower, this is where you can have one of your events. Or down in our terrace, where I'll show you where we have an actual separate room that you can have for your events. And when we're really busy, we open this room up here.
What are the times where it gets busiest?
So, just like any other place in the valley, right. that is the fall. The fall explodes everywhere.
Mm. Well, and I'm imagining graduation season, too, with the Deerfield Academy right around the corner.
Yes, that is very true. They run a very similar graduation schedule as to the colleges in the area, so they definitely double down on us.
Taylor Swift was dating a Kennedy that went to Deerfield Academy. Did she ever stay here?
Not that I know of.
Okay, just checking. Who's famous that stayed here that you have seen over the years?
Some of the Rockefeller grandchildren have been here. Some other guests, distinguished guests that I don't think I'm...
You're not allowed to say? Good. I have to ask these hard-hitting questions. But we know you're here, Tom Brady.
Yeah, hiding under the floorboard so that people won't bother him. Stop asking.
And during the summers and stuff, as you see our patio out the window, this is where we hold on Thursday nights. We have music on the patio where we have local artists come and play music. So when you come dine with us and stuff, you'll see some featured artists come out and play while you're eating with us. So the inn has been here since the late 1880s in historic Deerfield. It's a very colorful history. I don't think we have a lot of time to cover that. We need a whole other segment.
Well, there's a guy who wrote a book about it that wants to get on the show that we're still debating whether we're going to have him on or not.
Yeah. Oh, you should. It's really colorful, and it really adds to where a lot of Western Mass comes from, because it's just not historic Deerfield. A lot of the people that actually came and settled in historic Deerfield aren't from Deerfield. They are what they call the water people. They're from Holyoke and stuff that have come up and settled, and they made historic Deerfield what it is.
Mm. Has working in a historic location like this, even with modern amenities, but has working in this setting been different from other kitchens that you've worked in?
A little bit. I think every kitchen has its own uniqueness and identity. We're fully modernized here. We don't have a hearth and kitchen, fortunately, that
but
comes
how
through.
How cool would it be to really?
It definitely does. If you do come visit historic Deerfield and stuff, there are many exhibits that they have, and they do have an exhibit on old-time Deerfield and stuff on how they actually cooked with a hearth. And
They don't make you do that.
No.
But you are a veteran of the local restaurant scene, right?
I am. So I've been here a little over 20 years.
And you came from about as far away in the United States as one could come.
I did. So I'm originally from Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
So
you decided to live here in the winter.
I did. So it was a choice that I never forgot.
It reminds you every winter.
100%. You took the words right out of my mouth. Every winter.
Well, let's go talk about the menu and how you're incorporating the local bounty that still exists even in the wintertime into the menu. Yeah.
The local bounty from when I started till now has definitely changed for the best. Still pretty surreal that when you really take it all in and go through it all, there's quite a bit that the Valley has to offer.
Okay, now we're back in the tavern. This is a relatively new-ish bar, but it looks amazing. It's a total, wraparound horseshoe bar. You have a mug club here, too.
We definitely do have a mug club that we feature some local brewers and other brewers from our neighboring states, such as Vermont and Maine.
And I know that the Yankee Sipa, who's one of our State Street wine snobs that comes on our show regularly, she's a mug club member. She's got one of these mugs up here.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. No, it definitely is beneficial to be part of the mug club if you are into sampling some hops and stuff. And the mug club entails...
They have their own tap.
Do they?
Yeah, there's a tap that just says Mug Club members.
Oh, wow, cool.
It does. So that is an exclusive tap that we have, and that tap is a rotating tap. We have BBC on here all the time. We have Element. We have some of the local guys on here that we like to feature.
So I got to ask about your mugs, because they're all kind of rustic and awesome, and they stay here. You don't get to take them home.
So our Mug Club is an annual Mug Club. So after the year, and you want to renew your membership, and you get a new mug, so you could take your mug home. And our mugs are all handmade, so every one of them is a little different, and we get them from the same person.
Real pottery mugs here. I love these.
Super cool.
So tell us about what's on the menu right now and what we're going to sample here a little bit.
So today you guys are going to sample a beet salad that we have. It's a special beet salad, and this is we're featuring Winter Moon beets.
Hey, we just saw their beets in their location just a couple weeks ago.
How big are the ones they're sending you? Because the ones we saw were large.
Were they? So these are in between a baseball and a golf ball. Nothing crazy.
Okay. But.
So our beet salad consists of the Little Leaf Little Farms greens. We have pistachios, blue cheese, orange supremes.
Orange supremes is just the segments taken out of the oranges for anybody who's wondering what that was.
I thought it was Diana Ross's band.
No.
Should we dig in?
Definitely dig in. The one on the left has pancetta. The one on the right is pancetta free.
You can have the pancetta free one, Phil.
All for me. So I'm kind of curious, and I don't think I've asked many chefs this. I'm curious how what you eat has changed based on what you're cooking for others.
My normal dining when I'm off or I have time off is very low key, very casual, very comfort food.
Yeah.
This is my day-to-day, and I have this stuff every day, and there's nothing wrong with it, but when I'm at home, it's very, very casual.
It's like when I see brewers out at bars drinking Miller High Lifes, when they're making, like, the highest quality beers in the valley.
Right.
Were you a chef when you were in Hawaii?
I started out there in Hawaii. I apprenticed for a little bit. That's how I really got into the industry, mm-hmm. and then it was always my plan B. I never thought this would be my choice career. Mm. I always knew I had something in my back pocket if I needed to fall back on, or if I ever got hungry.
I'm imagining the kind of ingredients that you have at your disposal in Hawaii are much different than they are in Deerfield, Massachusetts.
They are a little bit different. Back home, it's gotten better, but even lettuce is great back home. But, you know, here we get lettuce all the time.
Yeah.
You know, milk here is abundant. You know, milk back home, it takes a little bit to bring it in. So,
are there things like comfort foods or foods that you grew up with in Hawaii that you've been able to adapt for the produce that you're able to find here?
The one that really comes to mind that's very comforting is taro leaves. We have them in Lau Lau. For that, I'll use Swiss chard or some kale. Taro leaves are a very unique leaf that some say it tastes like spinach, but I think it's it's in between a spinach and a kale and collard greens, really, and mm-hmm. you gotta cook the heck out of it.
You've been a chef, executive chef of Champney's here at the Deerfield Inn, Charlie David, for 20 years here in Western Massachusetts. Have you noticed a difference in availability of local things that you can work with as a chef in that 20 years?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot more farms and stuff now that are being able to share their bounty. Before, you could probably only get one of something, you know, or like the beets would only come from one farm. Now mm-hmm. there's a few farms out there that feature beets, and greens are coming through. Everyone's got greens. The asparagus alone, the infamous Hadley grass, there's a lot more farms out there, you know, and it's great.
So it's so beautiful sitting here. And I would imagine that a lot of people don't know that it's actually an accessible restaurant to come to. One doesn't have to be dressed to the nines and be ready to have that only one elegant meal they can afford a year.
Absolutely.
Also ramps.
There are ramps. I thought you meant the foraged vegetable.
Oh, no, no. Also,
there are ramps to get in here that way, too.
And also, people, slow your roll with harvesting ramps. No, when you say accessible, I immediately think, like, oh, can wheelchairs get in?
Yes. So both accessible to wheelchairs and to a budget.
100%. So we are definitely, I think that's something that we definitely would like to be known as, that, you know, this is not just a formal place to come to, but you can come here in your shorts, whether you're coming off the river or you're going for a hike or you're stopping in after soccer practice with your kids to grab a burger and pizza, or you want that one special evening that you have date night on, you can still come see us.
Yeah, nice.
We're almost in February, which is the longest, shortest month of the year, but some people view the middle of the month and Valentine's Day as an oasis, and you have some Valentine's-related things happening here at Champions at the Deerfield.
Correct, we do. We do have Valentine's Day itself, and then we also have a Valentine's wine tasting menu that we have that we're going to be pairing with a chocolate theme.
Oh, we don't want to open those up right now, do we?
No.
We'll save that for your mug club member, the Yankee Sippa, later in the week.
What's your current favorite thing on the menu?
My current favorite thing on the menu, our mussels. I love our mussels that we do. Our fish comes from Wolf's Fish. They're a Boston purveyor. They're right from the docks to us, which is great.
Well, these Winter Moon Roots beets in your Champanese salad are pretty delicious. I just dropped a piece of blue cheese on the ground. Good thing they have housekeeping here at the Deerfield Inn.
They just follow Monty around.
Yeah, with a vacuum cleaner. I found it. What's the most haunted thing that happened in this allegedly haunted inn, the Deerfield Inn?
To you,
executive chef Charlie David.
We'll talk about the ghosts. They come out and they're like, we heard what you said that day.
Bring it.
No. We're not the ones who have to live with the consequences.
To me, myself, there's nothing really exciting has come out for me. The jury's still out on my part, you know?